Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Drop us an email at tnt@tntradioempire.com.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Another shocking news story. Not really that much. Third Disney Cruise staff member busted for child porn.
Oh, no.
Recently.
No.
We've always said on the show, there are exceptions because I know there's coaches and teachers out there, but especially the coaches and exceptions. But anybody that really, really wants to be around kids is really, really weird sometimes. Boy Scout guys, priests, you know. In general, they're kind of weird. So who wants to work on a Disney cruise? Yeah, I'd rather work the adult cruise, which sounds more fun. I'll do the kids. I don't think that's the way to say it, though.
No, that's, yeah, you might want to phrase that a little differently.
Rephrase.
Yeah, so I think.
Yeah, they should reject people who want to work.
The Disney cruise?
On
right.
the Disney, mm-hmm. Disney cruise.
Right.
What was
people that volunteer for the Disney cruise shouldn't be. You know, we always said that about people that want a concealed weapon. If you really, really want a concealed weapon permit, that's when you should not get one.
Yeah, it should automatically disqualify.
If you really, really want one.
If you ask, you can't have one.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, they should just bring them in like a general interview and then mention, this is a Disney cruise and there's going to be a bunch of kids. And they'll go,
Yeah.
And then if they get a little too excited about it,
then you don't.
Then
hire
you
them.
Reject
yeah.
them.
You put them on the adult cruise, right?
Get a check for the Ricky Martin.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
I was trying to see if it said what he did on the ship.
Photos on his phone.
What was his job?
Oh,
he wasn't the guy in the Pluto suit or something.
No,
you know?
No.
Yeah.
No, he was a photo guy. But I'm thinking, if you take photos around a bunch of kids and you're not a member of their family, they look weird at you.
Oh, yeah.
People have told me that.
Yes. Which, by the way, I don't know why it came through my feed or something the other day. They were talking about these Disney cruises. And you know how it's the mascot thing is you're never supposed to take the head off.
Yep.
You'll frighten the children.
Apparently, it even says in the Disney
That's
handbook.
Okay. Yeah, just not the head.
For like these mascots that are on these boats.
Right.
Even if the boat is sinking and it's an abandoned ship, you got to leave the head on.
No, that's not. I'm not doing that.
You are to leave the mascot head on, no matter what, even if we are abandoning ship.
Because they want to see Mickey Mouse drown a horrible death.
The head serves as a flotation device.
And it would. You think it would? Yeah. Right? Yeah. That is dumb. That is dumb.
Right. You're going to risk your life so you don't break the rules.
That is dumb.
Yeah. No. It seemed a bit extreme.
Right.
But yeah, that I guess it's written down that
it's totally different. But I remember when people tell you to risk your lives for a job you hate, you don't do it. You know what I mean? You just don't do it. You know, there was when I worked at a nursing home, Three Mile Island was happening. And they literally had a meeting with all of us people working there, especially like guys that mop floors. Listen, if we get an emergency and we have to evacuate, you're supposed to drop your mops, which wasn't a big deal.
Wouldn't that be a tripping hazard?
And then help help the elderly on the buses. And my mind was thinking, no.
Nope.
I'm 17. If there's a nuclear emergency, I'm in the car.
They didn't have a shelter in the facility?
You had to put them on
the bus? Todd, they didn't know anything about the fallout shelters. They didn't know anything at that time. You know, No, I am not helping an 80-year-old person or a 90-year-old person to a bus, you know, when I might be able to get the hell out of here, you know. So I didn't raise my hand and say that, but that's what I would have done.
See you, Grandma.
I took off my Mickey Mouse hat and got the hell out.
Yeah, you'd just be it'd be bad luck if you were the guy in the Mickey costume at the time the ship started sinking.
Right, right.
And then you're like, well, I guess I got to swim for it in the Mickey head. And, you know, I can't take it off because then I'll lose my job.
Well, if you drowned and some of those kids are in lifeboats, are they able to look over and see Goofy?
That's it. The kids are in lifeboats, and then you're drowning as Goofy.
It's all about maintaining the Disney image, man.
That Goofy's dying a horrible death in the ocean. Right. You know?
Well, years ago, people in this
position. You see Goofy on a board and Mickey on top of the board.
Before
and
you
Goofy slides off.
Pushes him off.
Weather apps and all kinds of stuff. You know, the radio guy was the first line of defense in a tornado. And if a tornado's coming down to my studio, I'm out of there.
Oh, yeah.
You're on your own, folks.
Oh, I remember hearing that at radio turns. They tell you to stay. You're some weekend guy. If a tornado comes towards your radio station,
right. People are counting
there.
On you. Stay there. Take shelter. No. I'm getting out of here. You have no shelter. No.
People are counting on you. Well, that's their fault for making a bad decision.
Yeah, it's worth more than $3.50 an hour. You know, I'm not staying here to inform the public and die on your watch. Good point.
It's not quite the same, but we still get the, there's going to be a blizzard tomorrow. 8 feet of snow is going to fall. Everybody stay home, but not you guys on the air.
Right.
You just, you know.
That is true.
Cheat death, and hopefully you'll get there.
There's dick jokes to be told, man. Right. You got to get there.
Right. Everybody
Emergency
else, stay home.
Dick jokes. Yeah.
It's dangerous. You people should stay home.
Well,
not you guys.
We did that during COVID. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah, that's
everybody
whole,
stay home. You guys go in there and cough on each other.
That's a whole other thing.
Oh, weather TV is the most hypocritical when it comes to that. They tell everybody to stay away from the hurricane area while they bring trucks in.
Yeah. Reporting live from the hurricane.
They got all kinds of crew there, but everybody else, you need to stay away.
Right, right.
I remember at the beginning of COVID when Kurt opened up the door.
That was my favorite line ever.
He goes, "We're all counting on you."
It's my only favorite thing that happened.
And we didn't see him again for 9 months.
We're all counting on you, and he closed the door. I'll never forget that. Like it was yesterday, and Kurt still works with us, and I love that.
Essential dick jokes.
Essential.
We had paperwork. We had paperwork from the government that said we were essential workers.
Yeah.
I took that paper into the pharmacy I was working at the time, and they're like, "Oh, we should probably get some of those."
Yeah.
I had a piece of paper for this show before, like the place had sent life-saving medications to elderly people.
I think if they were rationing gas, we could have presented that sheet to whoever was handing out the gasoline, and they would have given us gasoline because we're essential personnel.
I think most of all it was,
it was toilet paper.
For curfew issues.
Oh, that.
Well, we were coming in early in the morning.
Yeah, because we were coming in early in the morning. If there was some sort of curfew imposed, this would get us out of it.
We got this bit about a salad getting tossed on an ostrich. We got to get there, man. We got to get there. It's important.
People need us.
People need these dick jokes to get through their day. And they do. And we appreciate that.
Yeah.
We appreciate that. Tyler Walsh will be here later on. Ted McGinley's going to phone the program, too. Nikki Glaser this week?
Tomorrow we're talking to Nikki Glaser. And just confirmed yesterday... Friday, we'll be talking to George Lopez.
Yeah, I love George.
And Rachel Ware will be stopping in on Friday as well.
Cool. Looking forward to seeing Rachel.
You seen George lately? He is rocking this giant, like,
head.
Poofed out mop of hair.
Because he's got a big head, man. Even I can say that about George. You know, he's got a big head.
Yeah. No, I saw him. He was on some
big Mexican head, by the way.
Some red carpet somewhere here recently.
He always had a bunch of hair. Is it just fluffed out?
It's longer and blown out. He's got this giant mop of hair.
Last time we talked to him, we actually brought up. So I won't bring it up this time. And he was actually cool about it when he fell down the casino drunk. Remember that?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we brought it up with him. He was cool about it. So you know.
Oh, he's letting it go gray. And it's long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it's a recent photo.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Tom Brady's roast. By the way, I don't watch any documentaries about Tom Brady because we all lived it and he was the best and we got tired of I'm just done. I'm glad he doesn't play ball anymore. And I don't hate the guy. I just didn't root against him. I root against him when he played. But I will watch this.
Well,
the live roast on Netflix with Kevin Hart, I guess.
All the expatriates bitching about how they did Belichick dirty in that Apple documentary.
Yeah, they are.
Kind of makes me want to watch it because if they're pissed off about it, it's probably more truthful than anything.
You're right, and we'd probably like it because of that, right?
Yeah.
But it's a seven part thing.
Yeah, I'm not watching.
And by the way, you're going to watch them win all these Super Bowls.
Yeah,
and I'm going to watch them beat the Steelers in the playoffs. I can't do that again.
No,
you know.
But
I'd lived one of those games.
I do find it funny that all these ex players are saying, "Oh,
I know, they're all whiny bitches."
Oh, they made Belichick look like an asshole. It's like, well, maybe he is.
Maybe he is, man. Yeah.
You know?
I don't know if I'd be inclined to watch this tonight. Like, Brady's not funny.
Well, here's the deal about that. He's not funny.
No.
And he says something about, I saw that
his promo probably for this is. Who's on the panel?
They haven't said yet.
Kevin Hart, Jeff Ross, it's a pile of mystery guests.
Okay.
But it's going to be.
If you remember right, there was a funny line when they had Rob Lowe, when they roasted Rob Lowe. Now, granted, Rob Lowe's a little more well-rounded dude than Brady's just a football player and whatever.
Yeah, the man was in Wayne's
World. Right, but Rob Lowe is also a gorgeous actor that you can't make fun of him because he sits there and goes, I'm Rob Lowe. I'm hot. I got money. People will love me. And they still made fun of him. And they did it well. So that's exactly what's going to happen here. What's Brady got? They're going to find ways to just pick it at Brady's scam.
Well, but then he'll get up and he'll try to be funny
he'll be
at
dumb.
The end.
Yeah.
But the draw is...
Well, they write that for him, though.
The draw is live, uncensored, and unedited.
Right. Yes.
We're not going to get the cut-down version like we normally did on Comedy Central.
Right.
This is going to be... just as it is.
You get Gilbert Gottfried's 9/11
joke. Who else is doing it? Rob Lowe. Not Rob Lowe. Kevin Hart.
That's it. Kevin Hart and Jeff Ross are in the promo, and then they've just named this. It's mystery guest.
Mystery guest.
Oh, there'll be a bunch then.
But it's like 2 weeks.
The writer's usually pretty good for those, Nick. I think they're pretty funny most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah. They're probably going to cut to Brady a bunch.
Yeah.
He'll be like,
At least it's not Elway, Nick, or Manning.
Got Elway.
But I
hope they bring in people who are actually funny instead.
They always do.
Just weird people that they've written stuff for.
There's always at least half and half actual comics who have chops.
True, but I've seen people that aren't comics with the well written stuff and they pulled it off.
Yeah, they can deliver.
There's people
it.
That pulled it off, right? Yeah.
But I'll,
when is that anyway?
I wonder if somebody like Jesselneck will do it.
When is it? Anyway?
He's beyond doing roast now.
Yeah,
it's two,
May 5th.
May 5th. Yeah, it's like 2 weeks.
Cinco de Mayo.
The only thing about this, Nick, Brady crosses a lot of genres, so I think some famous people might want to do this because it puts them on.
Because it's Tom Brady.
People are going to watch it. People are going to watch it because it's Tom Brady.
And I will give him credit for the fact that if he's going to sit there and do this, he must have a bit of a sense of humor about himself.
Once again, though,
he's a guy he thinks he's funny.
Otherwise, he wouldn't agree to do it.
He's in these commercials and
you're
stuff,
right.
And he thinks he's funny.
I'll give him credit for sitting there doing that, because then he's at least got enough of a sense of humor to say, okay, yeah, you can make jokes at me.
But he's 6'5", and one of the best-looking dudes out there, so what are they going to pick on him?
Eating a strawberry, hopefully his divorce.
Cheating. At the game?
No, his wife cheated on him, maybe.
No, I mean at the game of football.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's going to happen, yeah.
Deflating footballs.
Oh, he did cheat football. Oh, they did cheat. That's for damn sure. You know.
Just being a general preening dick.
Yeah.
Does anybody
he's not playing anymore. So really
nobody gets really compensated for that, do they?
I don't know.
Nobody does that stuff for the money.
No. It's the pub, for sure.
Yeah.
I forgot the word.
May 5th. Saturday night.
It's a Sunday. Okay.
Saturday.
What time? Oh, it's a Saturday?
Probably evening.
Oh, I'm busy that day.
Well, yeah. If you can't watch it live, I'm sure they'll keep it in the Netflix queue for a little while.
8 p.m. Right, exactly. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific.
I will eventually watch it.
I still think about that when, who was it, the Situation from Jersey Shore was on one of those roasts and he just ate it, completely ate it. And Anthony Jeselnik goes up after him, and when he's going through the dance or whatever, he just looks at him and he goes, "Good job."
I do remember.
It was perfect.
But that's why I love these roasts sometimes. Those guys just...
They rip each other.
It's so ruthless.
It is. They rip each other, right?
And you know that there's stuff that hits the cutting room floor on those that we never saw, and this one's going to be live, so we'll get to see it.
Yeah, I saw a clip of the Jonah Hill one. When they hammered Jonah Hill, it was... Well, no, Jonah Hill was just in the crowd. I think he was hammering somebody else, but he was in the crowd. And, he was on the stage, excuse me. He was a comedian. And somebody mentioned something about him being in a partnership with somebody. And the comedian on stage says, "Jonah Hill," he goes, "What's the other guy look like that you're the face of this organization?" They're funny, man. You got
He's a little sensitive about some of that stuff.
I know, but he laughed at that one. He laughed at that one, right? We have guests today. Tyler Walsh will be here. Tell Todd about his new bass he caught, I'm sure.
Oh, no.
Well, hopefully a homeless guy tried to stab him. They're better stories. And Ted McGinley, too, actor
Ted McGinley. Wanted to free the owl.
Yeah.
Or the bird or whatever it was.
Oh, and if you check Twitter, Adriana Chechik is back in action.
Good for her.
And you know she's in full swing when it's a white guy.
Ah.
Oh. Is she doing butt stuff? Because that's what she cracked.
Well, she seems to be gagging here.
Okay.
I think that's what they call it.
She seems to be gagging here. Come on back.
And loving it.
Dick jokes to be told.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.